Hey everyone, and welcome back to TBM Talks, the podcast where we explore the ins and outs of technology business management and IT financial management. I'm your host, Kiara Zapanta. In this episode, we'll be diving into the concepts of showback and chargeback, what they are, and how it can help drive top-down decision-making. Joining us today is Quinn Abraham, Director of TBM and FinOps at Maryville Consulting Group. With over a decade of experience in TBM, Quinn brings a wealth of knowledge to our discussion. So Quinn, it's so great to have you on today. Could you start by sharing a little bit about your background and your role?
Yeah, first off, excited to be here. It's exciting. It's a sign of maturity in TBM. I don't know what the right answer is here, where we have a podcast dedicated to TBM. So I love having this opportunity to kind of join in on the knowledge share within TBM. But like you mentioned, you know, me personally, I've been in this space for 10 years, 7 years at Maryville Consulting Group, and then 3 years at Thomson Reuters in their TBM practice, where we used Apptio as well. And really at Maryville Consulting Group, we have 50 dedicated technology business management and FinOps consultants who focus on helping our clients out in three core areas in TBM. So area one is how do you improve the way you foundationally manage your financials, better plan your spend, better manage your spend, more mature organizations tying demand to your capacity to deliver. You know, problem number two that we work on is how do you then relate that spend to the different products and applications that technology and the business manage, moving more and towards that product spend management mindset. And then problem number three, which hopefully is a good segue for the conversation today that we focus on, is how do you leverage mechanisms like showback and chargeback to inform better business unit funding models? So hopefully I did all right there, driving a segue into the conversation today. But that's really the three areas we focus on at Maryville, helping our customers out in technology business management.
Awesome. Thanks, Quinn. Thanks for sharing that. That was a great segue. Now, diving into today's topic, like you said, can you explain what the concepts of showback and chargeback are and why they really are important for IT financial management?
Yeah, I mean, good question. I think at any organization, aligning on terminology is important. And I think the first thing to kind of clear up is showback and chargeback from a methodology perspective should be the same thing, really. It's really the practice of aligning consumptive data where you can to your technology financials to better inform the cost, consumption, and value that technology provides to the business. The difference between the two is probably a little bit obvious based off of the terminology, but just to clear it up, chargeback is where you charge back technology spend directly to a P&L or a general ledger within the business, and then showback is more of a management reporting mechanism too. And you know, now that we're grounded on terms, I think that the next question that a lot of people often ask is like, what is right for my organization between the two methodologies? And you know, really boils down to like most things within technology is what is the business's willingness to adopt chargeback, and what is it that they actually want to do, right? So chargeback is right for your company if you're okay with influencing a business P&L. It's acknowledging that could change, you know, business unit compensation. It could change what you report out to the street, but the benefit is, and really why we have a preference for chargeback at Maryville, and what we've seen, you know, work the best at a lot of companies, is it directly aligns the incentive structure between business and technology and how to influence spend. If the business wants to invest more in technology, they can fund that work. If they want to reduce their consumption or funding in technology, they can recognize the benefit of it. But that doesn't mean showback is the wrong answer either. We've worked with a lot of organizations that have used showback to drive effective management reporting that better informs profitability of products. It can be used to direct charges still to specific business lines or products without being directly tied to that mechanism like chargeback. So either answer can be right for your organization. They're not mutually exclusive. We always recommend you start with showback either way before you move to chargeback. Allow for time to change. So you know, either one can be the right answer for your organization, but fundamentally the difference is one charges a P&L and the other is more management reporting.
Awesome. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, especially how you've highlighted the real-world impact it can have, depending on, an organization's willingness to adapt. So it's really clear that, showback and chargeback can significantly influence how people's view and like manage technology costs. But, given that, what are you seeing in the industry today for chargeback and showback?
Yeah, I think this might be a little bit personal bias, but if I were to reflect back to when I started in TBM 10 years ago at Thomson Reuters, is in a corporate finance role, I think a lot of people within a corporate finance role will probably be empathetic to this, where there always seems to be a pendulum that swings back and forth in how corporate allocates technology expenses to the business, where 10 years ago, at least when I was at Thomson Reuters, and it felt like what I saw a lot of in the industry was the pendulum was off to, like, let's say the far right, where models could have been over-engineered. We were at least costing out every single, like, router, switch, load balancer, every piece of network equipment. And it's too detailed often for the business. If you're in a business unit, like, oftentimes you don't know what a router, a switch, or load balancer even is. All you care about is, hey, can my people actually log on to the internet when they get into the office, right? So there was a little bit of a disconnect that was generated, at least what I historically saw in allocation models between technology and the value it provides to the business. And oftentimes there were overly detailed models too that became difficult to maintain. So what I think happened is there was a lot of scar tissue that was built up from within technology from maintaining those models. And the pendulum swung far to the left, where instead of being overly detailed, it was overly simplified. Technology was allocating expenses to the business based off ability to pay. You drove this much revenue, therefore you get this much tech expense. And you're kind of left in the same situation you were before, where the business is still unhappy with their technology allocations, but for different reasons now. They don't have visibility into their tech spend, and they feel like they cannot influence it too. So really, what I hope we can, talk more about today is how do you kind of strike that balance, leveraging TBM and a platform like Apptio, where you can kind of get right in between that sweet spot to say, we don't have an overly complex or detailed model, but it's not simplistic enough where people can't influence it too, and strike that right balance in a chargeback model.
Totally. It's really fascinating how the pendulum has swung from one extreme to another. It really highlights, the importance of finding that balance between complexity and simplicity, like you mentioned, in cost allocation models. So with that in mind and jumping more into how, what would you say is like the first step an organization should take when looking to implement showback and chargeback?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably like any other, business decision organizations are making, where you need to balance both the qualitative aspects of decision making with the more data-driven quantitative aspects. So on the qualitative side, it's probably playing on a thread that you'll hear a lot about today. It's ensuring that you do have business and technology buy-in. It kind of can seem like an obvious statement, but we have worked with a lot of organizations and learned from those engagements where this has been strictly a technology-led initiative. It can be successful as a technology-led initiative. I think what technology would find is businesses are usually more receptive and open to increased transparency, more consumption-driven allocations. But you want to ensure that the business is involved, immediately when you are making the decision to move towards a chargeback or showback model, and that they're involved throughout the design, the build, and the rollout phases of any type of engagement too. That way, there's no surprises along the way. Other quick qualitative items could be, does this align to the strategic goals within your business? Are you, a fast-growing business where there's less pressure on your expense line items? Are you mature, where you care more about investment trade-off type discussions? Will this improve the dynamic between the business and technology? In general, more transparency leads to a more positive customer experience within the business. So those are some of the qualitative things you look at. On the quantitative side, I think a good exercise that any company can start with when moving down the chargeback or showback strategy is to partner with finance to begin profiling your budget into common cost categories that you would use to charge out. So, I think somewhere like 30% of budgets are typically on-prem hosting and cloud hosting expenses. 40% is labor, development, engineering, support labor. 20% is software licensing and maintenance, and 10% is, security, overhead, or enablement functions. So hopefully that all added up to 100%. But basically, if you look at those components of expense, what would be the different drivers that you would apply to each of those components to then recover those expenses to the business? Do you have the data to support it? Do those things positively influence good business behaviors? Are you reviewing it with the business to get their sign off? So, you know, really at the end of the day, qualitative, get business buy-in. Quantitative, make sure you have at least a hypothesis that you can align on to say, here's how we would actually execute against the chargeback too.
Hey listeners, we've got an exciting offer for this episode. We're thrilled to share a 30% off registration code for TBM Conference 2024 in San Diego from November 4th through 6th. This event is perfect for those of you interested in TBM and ITFM topics. You'll get to hear from experts about key insights on optimizing your tech investments from cloud to AI. Don't miss out. Use promo code TBMTalk30 when you register for the event at tbmconference.org. The promo code is TBMTALK30. Once an organization is ready to move forward, what are the critical components of a successful showback and chargeback program? And, you know, what are some common challenges that they might face?
Yeah, right. So hopefully at this point, you kind of know at a high level how you can do it. You have business buy-in. So what are the key things that you need to make sure that you focus on throughout the life cycle of the design and the build phases of chargeback? At a high level, it's probably three main things. So the first is kind of a point we've already discussed, but it is ensuring that you do have business buy-in on how you are actually going to go about building a chargeback. Probably the one piece that I would add on to this is you'll always hear of the theme of, hey, there's going to be winners and losers when we implement a new chargeback strategy. And that's just the reality, right? Like if you're moving from an allocation model that charged out based off of headcount by business or revenue by business, and now you're moving to something that is more consumption led, there are going to be certain business lines that are going to see their expenses increase and certain that are going to see their expenses decrease. You want to ensure that parties across all business lines are involved right away. That way, as you're designing, they're signing off on methodology. And ideally, once you start to get towards implementation and they're reviewing data and output, it becomes more of a conversation of what can I do to actually influence it versus questioning how it was built. So the second point I would say is establishing accountability within technology over expenses. So how do you enable your technology product teams to feel accountable for the spend and the way that spend is allocated to each business? As a technology business management function, you want to leverage a tool like Apptio to report off of consumption by each business. You want to be able to facilitate those conversations between the business and IT. It becomes very difficult to be in the business of explaining what each individual function of IT does to actually charge out to the business. You want to enable your tech teams to feel accountable to communicate their cost, consumption, and value that they provide. And generally, we see people excited to be in this position within technology too. This gives them an opportunity to get up in front of the business and explain what they do on a day-to-day basis too. So TBM should really be a facilitator between the two. And the last piece is really just focusing on the wrong things occasionally too. So sometimes people, when they're actually designing or building, can spend too much time focusing on things that shouldn't be influenceable. I see people get very detailed on corporate security expenses as an example. That shouldn't be where you spend a lot of time focusing on necessarily, because if you do build a consumption allocation model on corporate security, you don't want someone in the business to say, oh, that looks good, I want less corporate security though. That's not a behavior that you want to actually drive, right? So I think those are the three main areas to focus on is business adoption, tech accountability, and making sure you're focusing on the right things.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, like engaging the business early and establishing accountability are such critical points and crucial points that you covered. So it's really easy to see how getting those elements right can make or break the success of a showback and chargeback program. But how can organizations ensure that cost allocations in a chargeback system are perceived as fair and transparent?
To start with here, it is really, once again, about engaging the business during the design phase. I mentioned it before, but that way, when you do get to the point where dollars shift in your reviewing reporting, they feel like they've at least understood what the units of measure are and signed off on it for each area of technology that are going to align tech spend to their business units and their products. And hopefully it becomes more of a conversation on data at that point. But three more tactical points that can kind of improve that perception that you mentioned on transparency and fairness is we always recommend using prices and rates that can remove a lot of artificial noise that can be generated when someone in the business reviews a bill and says, well, why was my server $20 in January, but it's in $40 in February? Well, the answer, if you're using a cost-based model, could be just because of the way something was coded in the general ledger. And it removes the focus that the business should be, you know, tied to you, which is how do I actually influence my consumption of that server? So use prices and rates to keep the charge of each unit static throughout the year. Don't use cost. Along that thread, point number two is sometimes you hear about the idea of incentive pricing. I have old technology. I want to charge it at a higher rate than newer technology to move people off the old. I would actually not use incentive-based pricing as often as possible, because as soon as the business realizes that you're using it, they begin to lose trust in what it is that they're being charged, because they think, well, what else are you kind of gamifying the price of, right? And then number three is the frequency that you charge out as well. This is kind of a debate that we run into a lot. Should we do monthly, quarterly, annual? We always recommend moving towards a quarterly charge out. Annual is not frequent enough, where if a business changes their consumption, they won't see the benefit or the change in that bill towards the until the next year, right? So, you know, at a certain point, they're like, well, why would I bother changing if I won't even recognize the benefit to the next year? It's monthly, it's too frequent. You can stand up an audit function between business and IT to review bills on a monthly basis. That's not a productive use of anyone's time. So quarterly is typically that nice happy medium between the two that we align on. So, you know, business led design can improve trust, but then also hopefully those three kind of more tactical examples help too for people.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. It's interesting how something as simple as, you know, frequency of chargebacks can influence that trust. So with these systems in place, how does implementing showback and chargeback change the approach to technology consumption and financial accountability?
Yeah, I mean, probably a shorter answer here versus my other ones, but it's quite simple. Like, I think a lot of the conversations between technology and the business historically are one way, right? Like, business says you have a target to meet technology. Technology kind of goes into their departments internally to figure out how to meet that target. We're going to grow by 3%, reduce by 3%. Technology, tell me how we can meet that target. In effect, the charge out or showback model changes that way changes that conversation to a two-way conversation. You know, that way, if you want to optimize technology spend, you can work with the business to figure out what to prioritize or deprioritize. I think at the end of the day, all technology expenses are generally driven by some type of business decision, right? So this kind of aligns the two together. But then also, if you're looking to figure out what to invest in or not to invest in, right, you can have those two-way conversations with the business in a more data-driven way too.
Could you share a specific example where designing a showback or chargeback program provided strategic insights for a company?
Yeah, absolutely. We worked with a large organization who was coming from a world where they were in more of that ability to pay or revenue generating allocation model. And businesses at this organization didn't think that was very equitable or fair. They're being allocated technology expenses. You can imagine, just because my business is doing well doesn't mean I should receive a bigger bill from technology to be aligned to that growth. So this was really a business-led initiative to move towards more of a consumption-led chargeback. The other reason for that is the business and technology were partnering on a three-year, $100 million cost reduction target. And it's surprisingly very difficult to figure out what you want to reduce expenses on if you don't know what you're spending money on, right? So they needed a model that could support optimization discussions in a more data-driven way. So a specific example here of how we help them is, you know, previously I mentioned they were allocating a lot of expenses based off of businesses that were driving revenue. So what happened was a lot of corporate and shared functions were not receiving any technology expenses and lacked accountability over that tech expense. Because of the nature of this organization's business, they had a very large legal department that required a lot of legal hold and data storage. And that legal department had no visibility into the storage they were consuming until we built a charge out model. Now they had visibility into the storage they were consuming, but also the type of storage they were consuming, and they're able to make better decisions to reduce their storage consumption, saving this organization $2 million. So obviously $2 million out of the $100 million bucket. I guess you could look at it either way. It's either a drop in the bucket or a great start. But it was a solid start to kind of hitting that $100 million 3-year target too. And there was other examples too along that thread as well at this company.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a great example. It really shows that a powerful and well-designed showback and chargeback program can be not just in terms of cost savings, but also in, you know, driving strategic alignment across the organization.
Yeah, I think it's like, and sorry to interrupt you, but I think it is kind of tied to your point earlier, where in some of the things I mentioned too, it's all about distributing accountability over technology expense, right? Like that legal department had no visibility or accountability over technology expense until this model was built, until they had the visibility in Apptio to see the reporting of what their consumption was. This led to real business decisions that influenced, savings.
Awesome. So that wraps up our first part of this deep dive into showback and chargeback. Wanted to thank you, Quinn, for sharing your insightful perspective and experience of showback and chargeback. To our listeners, we hope that you found this discussion both informative and valuable. So like I said, this wraps up our first part of the deep dive into showback and chargeback. But don't worry, there's much more to explore. In our next episode, we'll dive into the practical side of implementing these practices and discussing the keys to success, managing challenges, and driving real business impact. So make sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform and don't miss out on the next episode. And to learn more, visit apptio.com. That's APPTIO.com. Thank you for tuning into TBM Talks, and I look forward to continuing our conversation the next episode.